Many airlines around the world say they will cooperate with the U.S. order to put armed security officers on some international flights. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge announced the order this week as part of a heightened terror alert this holiday season. But others express doubts about the measure and want increased security on land. Rafi Ron is CEO of New Age Aviation Security and the former chief security officer for the Israel Airport Authority. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Why do you suppose some airlines oppose putting armed air marshals aboard commercial planes?
Well, this is, I think, a traditional approach to the issue of having a air marshals, armed air marshals on board that has been exercised in the past by some European countries or airlines. But I think that we're facing a different situation now, and I believe that most of the airlines around the world will comply with the request.
I don't understand it. It would seem that would restore confidence in flying. Airlines would like that.
Yes, that is true, but there's always the other edge of it, and there's the traditional thinking that, as it was in the words of the leader of the Pilots Association in the UK, who said that mixing pressurized aircrafts with guns is not a good idea. I would agree to that as long as we can make sure that no guns will appear on board the aircraft in the hands of terrorists. But I'm afraid that international standards for aviation security cannot reinsure us that this is the case. Actually, we don't have at this point international or global aviation security standards that are being enforced. What we do have are guidelines that ICAO, the international organization, they have created some years ago and has been improved since 9/11, but they're all voluntary, and they, there's no real way to observe and audit the level of performance. And I think it's just a fair assumption at this point that to say that there is a substantial number of airports around the world that do not exercise reasonable level of security. So as long as this is the situation, I'd rather have an air marshal on board than just leave it for a...
Yeah, is there any question about the training? Are they thought to be trigger happy? Is there some concern there?
No, I think that the whole idea of having a gun on board, and the idea that a gun may be set off by mistake or maybe used in the wrong way at the wrong time, these are the main concerns. But I think that these concerns are not really based on real observation, because air marshalling has been around since the early 70s. And the only cases where air marshals around the world have been using their weapon was when terrorists were on board. And on those cases, I think we should be very thankful that they were there with their guns to stop the attacks. And I can point at least two such attacks that were stopped by air marshals through the use of firearm on board a flying aircraft. One was an El Al airplane back in 1970 that was there was an attempted hijacking after takeoff from Schiphol, Amsterdam, by two Palestinian terrorists. One was shot on board, the other one was captured, and the aircraft was saved. The other one was shortly, a few years ago, in the year 2000, the Royal Jordanian aircraft was under attack by hijackers, and it was air marshals, Jordanian air marshals, that they that shot the hijackers dead on board that flying aircraft.
What about airports? Which are lacking in security? What needs to be done to fix that?
Well, I think that there's no question that if you want to look for airports that are lacking in security, you should look mainly to airports outside the Western Europe and North America and some countries in the Far East. But at the same time, I would suggest that even those airports that we consider safe are not really as safe as we want them to be. And I think that the proof lies in the case of Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, who managed to make his way to American Airlines aircraft at Charles de Gaulle 2 months after 9/11, Walking through a security checkpoint, which is very similar to the one that we are using here in American airports and also in other airports around the world.
The orange alert status, justified?
Well, I think that it's not just the orange alert status. I think that what led to Secretary's Ridge decision was more specific intelligence that indicated to the fact that foreign airliners may be used in the same manner that the American carriers or American aircrafts were used on 9/11. And if we look at the way we dealt with the aviation security issue since 9/11, obviously we focused on what was under American control, and that is American airports and American carriers. There are quite a lot of foreign flights coming in every day, and there was very little control over their security state.
Thank you very much. Rafi Ryan is CEO of New Age Aviation Security.